Luke's Gospel, chapter number 7. Very familiar text. When you found your place, say amen. Right there, hold your finger and turn to Job chapter 35. When you found Job chapter 35, say amen. Verse 10, the last stands part of that verse, the last portion of it. Who giveth songs in the night? Can you say it with me? Who giveth songs in the night? Luke 7, verse 18, the Word of God says, and the disciples of John showed him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, and sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or we look for another? And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities, plagues, and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way. Tell John what things ye have seen and heard, and how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor, the gospel is preached. Blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. God help me. I want to preach on questions in the night. Questions in the night. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to help us right now, Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus. We need you right now to help us and to touch us, to anoint us in this service. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. May be seated. It is without doubt one of the darkest nights in the life of John that has ever been known unto him. He's in prison. The world is shut out around him. Inside where he is doom, gloom, despair, complaint, angry, and a place of question where he wonders, where is God? Where's God when I need him the most? Where's God when I'm asking him how long and how much longer? Where's God when my soul is in anguish? One writer said that John's night seemed to be like a million nights compacted together in a pain and an anguish that he was not able within himself to describe. I can just about see, can I give you the narrative of this story right quickly? Luke 7 begins to tell about the miracle-working power of the Son of God. The disciples, while their leader is inside a prison, they just remembered that John was preaching inside, outside of the city, out by the riverbank. And then they all remember about the identity that fell from the lips of John as he began to pronounce the coming of Christ. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that should take away the sin of the world. And in that moment, in that time, John began to decrease and the Son of God began to increase. And in that space of time, there was a time that one writer said that it had probably been 18 months since John had crossed paths with Jesus. For when he identified Christ, he went on about his business and John went on preaching about the Messiah. There was a question that rose in the night of John's life. John's life, nighttime visions were just like ours, clouded, foggy, not knowing what to do, where to turn, and where to go. Everybody in this building, young or old alike, has had a night where you have questioned, a night where you have pondered in yourself, God, why is this night come upon me? Why have I had to go through tonight like I'm going through it tonight? Why is it that I must reach a place where my heart longs for you, but I can't find you? I reach out to lay hold upon the promise, and I want you to hear me just for a moment. I could see John as he begins to relive in his own mind. Can I talk to you about a prisoner and what he's going through right now? I can see John as he sits there and he reaches inside of his mind and he said, I identified him, but he ain't come to me. I want you to notice your night season will reveal the tide that you have in your heart. I want you to see this, and I normally don't preach this way, but I felt like God in the middle of the night the other night spoke to me. And I've got to preach it the way I feel like God has laid it on my heart. I want you to notice that John's preaching was very strongly vindictive against the government and against the wickedness of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and every crooked ruler there was. He preached that there was a Christ coming that was going to wipe out all of this, and there was a new kingdom going to come, and God was going to avenge the righteous. But at this moment, it looks like the righteous is being ridiculed. Come on here now. There's some of you in this building, you would serve God better, except you feel like God has forgotten you. You feel like that God has left you alone because he hasn't come when you wanted him to come. He didn't answer what you wanted. He didn't work it out the way you liked it. You wanted it a certain way, but in turn, he done it the way he wanted to do it. Can you see John as he sits inside that prison? I've talked to prisoners. And one man said one time, he said, preacher, anything you can think of, imaginable, it runs through your mind while you're sitting in here. He said it begins to become the revealer of thought that lies inside of you. And you begin to ponder the ifs of life. And what about this? What about that? And if only I could. And if only I should have. I want you to notice the question. And I know this is different for you on a Sunday morning, but this is what the Lord gave me. I want you to notice the question that fell into the mind of John. Is this really the Christ? Is this him? Has it ever fell in your mind in a time of isolation? In a time when you felt like God didn't come? Have you ever failed in your mind that when you had prayed and God didn't heal? And God didn't answer your prayer and God didn't work nothing out in your life, it all remained just the same and nothing ever changed. Did it really come to your mind and say, am I really saved? Am I really right with God? Does God know where I'm at? And does God understand what I'm feeling? And does God know how bad it is? It is the point in which John finds himself questioning, is this the Christ? I identified a man, but in that moment of solitude of the night, he begins to ponder, is this really the Son of God? Oh, that I could preach it to you and tell you the aggravation of the night and the pain of the night that haunts upon the souls of men. It is the questioning point that doubts everything I've ever been, everything I've ever desired. It is the isolation of the night that screams in our ear, there is no God. I feel like telling you that there is a place in the life of men and women in this building, and hear me preach to you, where the devil has come in the night season of your life. And he said, is God really real? Is all of this really right? But I come to tell you, John, hold on. God's going to come through in just a little while. I need to preach something here because I feel like there's some of you that's leaning in the wrong direction because of the night season that's in your life. I can see John, and let me preach this just for a moment, and I'll promise to hurry. I can see John as he ponders in his mind. I thought for sure when he would come, he'd tear down government. He'd rid the world of the that was in his time. Are you watching me? Come on here now. I mean, did he really identify the real Christ, or did he identify an imposter? Come on now, if you're going to preach with me, you got to be honest with me. It is in that night season where the devil comes to our thought and said, you served God for naught. It is the comforter of Job's wife who says unto him, when his body's ate up with boils and he feels like he's going under, and then all of a sudden he begins to realize, this nagging woman behind me, does God, do you retain your integrity? I want to tell you something. I may not preach the best in the world, but the fact of the matter is, when the balls can't change you, and when the oozing sores can't rob you, and when the midnight is not able to overtake you, you just hold on a little while. Morning's gonna come and it's gonna answer every question that the night has. We are in that moment. We're in that time with John, and I could roll on, but I feel like I need to slow it down a minute. We're in that time when prayer, I thought for sure that when he saw me, I was his number one pick. I want you to notice something. You can say whatever you want to, and I want you to hear me. John was before all the rest of the other disciples ever come along. John was that man who identified Christ. John was that man when Jesus' ministry started. It was then he began to walk and pick out men. I was his first, but now it looks like I'm his last. You ain't helping me. You know why you don't want to help me preach this morning? It's too much honesty of how we feel. And we're afraid it's going to damage us spiritually if we be too honest to say, I've been there in that prison. I've been there in that place when I felt like God chose others. I want you to catch this picture. The bleakness of the night that's in the night of the life of John. I want you to describe to me how you'd honestly feel if you was inside a leaking prison, if you was inside a place with rats, if you was inside of there where there is no music, there is no song, and if anything, barely a stale piece of bread and a drink of nasty water. But then you get the message from your very own disciples. He's eating with sinners. He's out with the rest of the crowd. And John begins to question, how in the world is this? I thought he come to rid us of the problem. I thought he come to rid us of the evil. Can I tell you, don't let the night question the daylight that is waiting on you. Are you hearing me in this house? I said, don't let the night take the questioning and make a robber in your soul and rid you of the fact that God's got a morning coming, that God's got a way to see you through it. Your night may be filled with questions, but the morning and the brightness of the morning, it's going to scatter the night and answer the question. One man said, the night should oftentimes be praised a lot better than the day. For it's the night. Are you hearing me? He said, it is the night. Because the night reveals such great handiwork of God. And sometimes the daylight hides away from us. It's a complete contrast. Charles Dickens said, I've learned more about the city in which I live by night than I ever have by day. He said, while sleep left me and my eyes were robbed of sleep, my heart laid in pondering and my soul laid in anguish. He said, it was to walk into the streets. It began to reveal inside of me what's inside my city. I want to preach to you if I can. It is such a strange thing to me at how God has chose the night season to reveal some of the best promises and the best graces that's ever been known unto man. I wish I had Bible readers that would say, amen. We all testify of the glamour of the light, but oh, the beauty of the night. For you see, no stars is revealed without the backdrop of the night. It is like diamonds upon a black velvet cloth inside of our hearts when we find out it's night all around me, but that day star, it shines at night as well as today. Hallelujah. I want to tell you in this house, I feel like I need to preach to a John and tell you, don't let prison shake you. God's got a way to answer you in the night. Don't get up and run. Don't rattle and shake. Don't allow the devil to steal from you the hope of what's in your life. The enemy has come to rob, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come, John, to clear the path and to let you know I am your tomorrow. I am your night. I'm your star. I'm your hope. Look unto me, John. Inside a prison, inside of that solitude, it is the quietness that robs men of peace. Where you see, some men feel like God, and I feel like I'm talking to somebody in this spirit. It has been an old battle from your youth. Is God really real? I want to tell you, Thomas, you got to stick around long enough till you can take your fingers
and stick them in his hand.
Hallelujah. I felt the Holy Ghost just then. You got to stick around Thomas long enough until he can bear himself and say, thrust your hand into my side. Are you hearing me? You're constant running. You're constant pulling. I want you to hear me. It will one day rob you of what prison was to teach you. It was one day that's going to come. I feel like talking to somebody in this house. The constant spirit that you've had of a constant run is soon to be the graveyard, not the prison. I'll tell you what prison is. We despise it. But all times it's God's classroom to teach us how to love the night and how to hold out to morning. Oh, I wish somebody say amen. When you can give up because of the night, you're a robber of the daylight. But when you can hold on through the night, you're a dancer in the daylight. If you can learn to say, God, I can't feel you tonight, but I know morning's coming. I'm not giving up because hell wants me to. I'm not regressing because hell would like it, but I'm pushing on and I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. I want to tell you, fight in prison, push in the prison, pray in the prison, and your prize on the outside of the prison. I want you to see John like I feel like you need to see him. John's at a place in his life where he thought for sure, since I identified him, he'll come look after me. But now, he don't even come see me. And I don't know how to preach this, but just preach it the way I feel like God gave it. If you allow prison to torment your mind and fill your mind full of dreams, it'll soon make your faith quake. It'll soon make your hope disappear. Woo! I don't remember. Maybe some of y'all can help me remember. I don't remember how many disciples John had. I used to remember how many he quoted. And some have said how many he had, but just give me about five guys right here. Is that all right? Any of y'all scared to help me preach? Back up to that wall. I could just about see old John. These are his faithful few. These are the ones that watched him get run out of town. These are the ones that watched him as the crowd turned on him and everybody lied on him. Everybody tried to kill John and everybody tried to destroy him. He wasn't welcome in the palace. Oh, come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. He wasn't welcome in the streets. The only place that this John was to have a church or a platform, it had to be in the wilderness. It had to be out among the wild. And can I tell you, sir, God knows where he's got you. Even though it feels like it's prison, he's got you in the right place for the right time and for the right lesson. I turned and begin to ponder about old John. Have y'all ever read Luke 7 where it talks about the miracles that Christ wrought, the things that Christ had done? I need a John. Give me a chair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the preacher messing with me, and I feel like time is my enemy. Hallelujah. I want a John in that chair. Come on here. I can see John propped up in prison. Hallelujah. He's questioning and wondering. Inside of this isolation, I want somebody on this side start shouting, Hosanna! I thought it would get contagious in just one. I could hear them hollering and screaming. I could see John sitting in prison. And I can see some over on this side saying, glory to God in the highest. Come on, Hosanna. Come on, glory to God in the highest. I can see him, but he's in that place. He can't get out of it. He wants to be in revival, but he's in prison. He wants to be free, but he can't get out. He'd like to shout amen with the rest of the crowd. That's him, the Messiah, the Son of God. But now I'm in here. He's out there. Where is God? I can see John. I've got to hurry. I can see John. In my opinion, is he couldn't see. He wasn't able to see out. But all he could do was hear as they shouted, as they ran. I want somebody to jump up and down and holler, I can see! I can hear. Somebody holler. I was dead. But now I'm alive. I see a blind man as he leaps to his feet. And John only hears. This is what I've been preaching. This is what I've been telling. I want to talk to my church. Have we stood for holiness? Yes. Have we come to the place where we've been ridiculed, lied on, spit on? Yes. But I got to tell you, God knows how to bring revival even to the prison. You can listen and doubt your faith and doubt your hope and believe what everybody else has got to say, or you can turn yourself while they say you're in prison there, you're locked up inside there, you need to be free. I'm going to tell you something. I tell you what I'd do if I was you. I'd plant my foot and say, God knows where I'm at. He knows how to come, and if he comes, he comes. If he don't, he don't. The fact of the matter is, he's God of the night as well as the day. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to see, and I need to hurry here. I want to get to my 3 points that I feel like God gave me. I want to reach that place so we can have an altar. I can see John. I thought he was going to come and be a wild man in the wilderness like they did me. Have you ever felt like heaven? You know why you don't want to be honest with me preaching? You know why you'd rather play with a baby? Look around and smile at children? Because you are the epitome of aggravation for a church, a preacher. Because you don't pay attention to nothing. Say amen anyhow. And then you get to the place you want to question, where is God? If you'd have paid attention, I've been preaching already 25 minutes trying to tell you he is the day star, the night star. He's the everywhere star. He doesn't change because your night's there. To him, there is no shadow of turning. It's daylight all around him. The night was in John's life, but it's always day in the life of the Master! Be careful. Come on out here, Caleb. Be careful that you listen to everybody that says, I've been in it longer than you. I know more than you. Be careful the voices that you hear that will lock you in prison even the more. There ain't but one great solitude of hope that's for the prisoner. And that is, he rejoices what he remembers from the daylight while he's in his night. I'm not trying to corner you. Do you know where God brought you from? Huh? And do you know there's people that claim to be saved would love to see you right back?
Yes, sir. Come on.
I feel the Holy Ghost, and I normally don't say stuff like this. And God, stand by me, pray for me. Because I tell you, there's some of you in this building. You ain't John's friend when he's in prison. But I could just about see, I want you to notice where I'm headed. I can just about see John. The questions that fill his mind in the night. The aggravation that robs him of peace. The frustration that keeps him awake and he can't sleep. He's the Charles Dickens of his day. He questions more about what's in the night than he does anything else in his life. Did I make a mistake? Did the burden of the proof of who the Son of God was, did I judge it too quick? Did I make a quick statement? Did I judge something that I shouldn't have judged? Did I lay my hand on something? Did I point at something I should have not pointed at? I want to tell you something. Be still and know He's God, even in the night. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach this. He said, be still and know that He's God, even in the night. I want you to hear what David said. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto my God of my life. You know what he said? I remember what he'd done in the day, but I tell you what I'm going to do while I'm in the night. I'm going to pray my way through it. I'm going to sing my way through it, because He is the keeper of my life. You ain't going to shout to this. You always quitting and running ain't going to solve your problem. Wait till God unlocks the prison and lets you out and says you're free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I wish I had a church that'd say amen. You ain't coming out until you can master the night in your life. Winston Churchill. And if I be God's servant and I tell the truth, there's some of you here at this church, you have no roots in this building. Would I be asking too much of you? Huh? Give me your hand. Come go with me. I want you to sit right here. If it ain't going to hurt you too bad. Hey, some of you, you ain't got no roots in nothing. You're like tumbleweeds. You blow with the wind. You ride with the wind. You don't hold on to anything. If you see a shadow of a night, it really don't have to be night. It's just a shadow of the night. You're ready to bolt and run. Come on here now. Amen. You say, preacher, you're preaching your own pedigree. Yes, I am. Because with some of the lies that's been going around about me, come on here. I told the deacon board last Sunday morning, come on, I didn't mean to bring it out and get mad at me if you want to. I wish all my deacons were standing right here. I told every one of them last Sunday morning, I said, if that church is going to believe a lie and not stand by me, I said, I'm out of here. I said, I'm not spending another 26 years of my life where one lie can divide a house. But that's beside the point. Say whatever you want to say. But God spoke to me the other night in the middle of the night in a dream. And I don't know what it was. I wasn't even dreaming. All I heard was nighttime and a voice that came to my ear. And he said, guess is what I'm going to answer. I'm not going to wait till morning. You asked a question in the night and I'm going to answer it in the night. I come to preach to somebody in this building. Get your foot on the rock and stay with it until God can show up and bring you revival inside your prison. There's more tied here. I feel like preaching. And I know you're ready to roll. Your taters are about to boil over, ain't they? Hear me in this house. I come to tell a John, when you get out, that's when the church is going to begin. That's when your home is going to get better, sir. When you can learn how to master your night in jail. You ain't hearing me? When you can keep a good attitude and you can keep a good spirit because it is night and not give up and backslide and go back to smoking, go back to drinking, go back to lying, go back to cheating. There's some of you in this building. You've walked up to the counter at the grocery store and the devil said, buy a pack. I want to tell you something, John. You can do it if you like, but revival ain't coming to your house. It's coming to the man that can say in the night, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I shall have revival in my prison. You know why some come and go so easy? They thank God. Is some kind of fly-by-night person. He puts them in his will. And there's some say, well, we ain't going to tie roots here because this may not be where God really wants us.
Come on.
Honey, you have just reduced the majesty to your lowest level of you.
Come on, Jesus.
That's right.
Woody Sharp lived in that contemplated buying a house. And he said, preacher, he said, what am I going to do? And you won't get offended, will you? He said, what am I going to do if I buy this house and God's going to do something for me in the ministry or whatever the case may be? I don't mind telling you right in front of him. I told him that's a long ways down the road. Come on, smile at me. And I said, furthermore, if it's the will of God, he still rules in the affairs of men. And if it's his will, he'll put a buyer in that house. I lost some of you right there. You don't want to stay rooted in nothing. Your life has been a tumbleweed ever since you've been a child. But you know what you need? You need to say unto yourself, I will not be moved. I backslid and got out and got in and got out and got in and got out. I'm going to stay in prison until I learn my lesson, until I can get out of it and tell God I plan to hold on. I want to tell you, sir, the joy of the freedom is when you've escaped the night without a scar. joy in your soul and a shout in your heart. I can just about see. Old John. John, can I preach to you how I feel? John, you ain't never been a sinner. You came into this world full of the Holy Ghost. Hey, some of us wouldn't pray and weep as long as we did if we'd have came into this world already packed with it. But John, when the news came, you see, John, you was before Christ, far as in earth. You came here preparing the way for him. And when the news came that there was a friend of yours coming, whew, can you see what happened inside old John? He leaped inside of his mother's womb. Elizabeth said, something just happened. And I could see old John. Woo! Not knowing how to talk, but rear back in the Holy Ghost. While in a bubble, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. While in that place where nobody can hear me. You know what your lesson is, John? You got to learn how to pray when there ain't nobody listening. You got to learn how to sing when there ain't nobody singing with you. You got to learn how to be willing to preach if there ain't nobody preaching with you. You got to learn how to tell the devil when there ain't nobody standing beside me. Upon Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I wish somebody say amen. I'm telling John, you can overcome tonight. Stay there until God gets through with it. Job said, when I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night be gone. I am full of tossing to and fro until the dawning of the day. Isaiah 26:9 said, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. You know what? You're going to come out victorious when it's not just serving God because of your money. Well, I feel some of you leaving me. When you can serve God in the night season and roll and toss on that bed. I'm so full of impact of illustrations inside of me in my mind. I can see old Job saying, oh, I wish I could find God. Oh, I need God. Oh, hallelujah. I can see him up in the middle of the night walking the floor, turn around and run back and say, oh, that I could find him. Oh, that I could lay hold upon him. And then Isaiah said, my desire for thee is in the night. Listen to me, sir. Have you ever learned to pray when you couldn't pray? Have you ever learned to sing when you didn't know how to sing? When sorrow was so heavy and the pain was so great that you didn't know if God was ever going to come through or not? Well, I got something to tell you. You sing better at night. You pray better at night. You worship better at night. Just learn to hold on in the night. Morning's going to come and God's going to reveal that all that you're facing was but a light affliction in the morning. Yeah. Come quickly. I can just about see Brother Stanley. I want her up here for a purpose, not to play just yet, but I want her to come right here. We're fixing a hurry. But you know what I can see right here? I want to tell you what I can see. I can see John saying, are you listening to me? I'm not
given up. I'm not going to turn around. By the grace of God, I'm going to wear a shiny crown one day. Come on, help me out here. I'm going to keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'm going on. I'm holding on. You, I feel like I'm fighting something right here. But I got something to tell something. I'm fixing to win. I'm fixing to win over your negative thought about us. I'm fixing to win over your negative thought about our church. I'm fixing to win over your negative thought about Christianity. I'm fixing to win over top. What do you mean win, preacher? Stay there if you like. But my night is only a passing thing. I'd rather be living in the daylight of His goodness and learn the lesson at night. You know what? Come on here now. I want to tell you something, John. You're going to smile better than you've ever smiled when the fog is gone and your mind is clear. You're going to rear back and say, "That's Him. I know it was Him."
Stand with me. You know why? Outside of our families, y'all the two longest, oldest members of this church, I think it's left here, ain't it? Correct? Huh? Oh yeah, don't tell me in pressure the devil doesn't say in that foggy time of mind, what you still holding on for? What you keep driving that distance for? You ain't got but one or two choices. Smile at me now. You can either be in God's will or out of God's will. You got what I just said. You're either in God's will or out. There ain't none of this. Well, I'm just in that in-between spot. Most folks get smashed and killed in the in-between. Come on now. Say amen. I feel the preacher and I need to hone him down right here just a moment. But I can see old John as he turns his face and the rest of that crowd starts hollering, "Miracles! Signs! Wonders!" They just saw Jesus. They identified who He was. And He come and told John everything they were seeing. But even though you may tell John, I can see old John as he grabs two of his men to the side that he trusted. Come here. I'm not talking about grabbing them physically. Can I just use my imagination? And Whitaker ain't got nothing to do with it. I can see him if there is a window. Hey, don't tell nobody else, but I need y'all to do me a favor. Please. Go find him. Ask him. Is He really the one? Or do we look for another? Take off. Go. Y'all ain't going nowhere. And I want to close and hurry with this. Won't you come running right back up the center aisle? What y'all doing? Picking daisies? They find Jesus. And they come ask Him. John sent us. And ask a question. What are you going to ask me?
Is He the one or should we look for another?
I want you to see what carnal men call ignoring Jesus. He didn't answer them. But all you shouters that were jumping, come right here. He doesn't answer a word to go tell John. Don't you lay down right there. You, right here. And he comes over there. He's a blind man. Come closer. And he touches him. See! And he sees. And he goes to worshiping. Keep it up. You've got to convince them that he's the Son of God. And he comes over to a deaf man. Here! Can you hear me? And he comes to the dumb that can't speak. And he lays his hand upon him. And he begins to worship. And he begins to shout hallelujah. And in a second he turns around. And he grabs a dead man. He stands him up. And he said, go tell John what you've seen. And I feel like coming to tell somebody. Don't let the night bug you. God's got answers in the night. Your answer's coming. It's on its way. Don't give up and quit because it's prison. I feel the Holy Ghost. I ain't reaching a man in this building. There's a man I'm needing to preach, but you've ignored me the whole night. This morning, you've questioned everything I preach, but I come to tell you, your answer's coming. It may not be what you want to hear, but you better quit fighting the night. Faith live in the night. What's your night going to reveal in you? The runner or the stayer? The keeper? You didn't hear me, did you? Verse 22, I want you to hear me just a second. There is six notable miracles that Jesus sent to tell John that it's not just man, but I am the Son of God. I'm fixing to label them to you. You already saw some of them. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. And this is the part I like. The poor has the gospel preached to them. Woo! Anybody glad for the gospel? Hallelujah. Let it sound out. Let it declare. I was lost. I was poor and needy. But the gospel came into my world. And it began to preach to me. In the prison of doom. There's hope in the night. If you can hold on to the morning. I'm going to get you out of what you're in. The only way to escape the night is having a want to survive regardless of the night. You can be a wall holder, a pew warmer, or you can be a shouter and a preacher backer. You can be an amener, or you can open up that voice that can holler and cuss, get mad and raise it and blare everybody out, or you can change the role and lift it as voices of praise, voices of honor. Glory to the Lamb who lives and reigns forever. Glory and majesty and power belong unto Him. I know it's night. I know it's dark. And I know you're in a prison of darkness in your body. And won't you sit down at your piano? Because I have a word from the Lord for you. I want God to give you a healing. That's what I'm praying for. And I know that's what you're praying for. But I feel the Holy Ghost to ask you. John, if I don't come, because I heard you praying, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but I heard you praying and you told the Lord, I know you can heal me. But if you don't, I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep singing. And I've come to tell John, if I don't come, don't lose heart in who I am. Because over in heaven, there's new backbones. Don't get frustrated. Don't get mad. Because over in heaven, there's new eyes. Don't get mad, John, because I didn't show up and answer it with the way you want it. You know why the devil torments you, Larry, with you should be further down the road than what you are? I love you. But I'm God's man. It's because you've let the night lock you up in silence. And God said, I've called you to come out. Can you say amen? Say it. Can you say hallelujah? God said, that's what I've called him to. I normally don't do this, but I feel the Holy Ghost. The other night during service, the Lord came to me and said, tell her I'm still her God and I'm still watching out. Ain't got nothing to do with the letter. But I tell you what I do feel like I need to tell you. Whew! You was in that cancer prison at night. He got you out. And he said, tell her, if or don't be afraid of the night, because I'm God even in the night. I'll tell you, God's not mad at you because you're in the fog. God's not mad because even in the fear. But I'll tell you what God don't want you to lose. He don't want you to lose the faith that the night is teaching you. He don't want you to lose the faith. And I'm hurrying to a close. fog said, "Is he God? Is he the Son of God? Is that him? Did we really call and point out the right man?" And the fear of the frustration, I thought he was going to come to me. But he came to a blind man instead of coming to me. He came to a lame man that couldn't walk instead of coming to me. He went to a deaf man that couldn't hear instead of coming to me. He went to a dumb man that couldn't talk instead of coming to me. He went to a dead man that was needing to be raised instead of coming to me. And you know what he did? He went over to a small group of people. You got to understand the Bible. Because to really to be up in the top of the lines of the gospel of the Pharisees, you had to have money and clout. And the rest of them were just peasants. So deity came to humanity. He said, "Sit down, let me tell you all about where I'm from. And let me tell you how to get there." And so we begin to preach unto them the glory of the kingdom for the Holy Ghost. If I die today and meet God in judgment, there's more demon possession than just murder and hate and lust. There's a spirit of a demon that's called melancholy. You're always down about everything. You don't see hope in nothing. But how can I let the night rule my faith when the lighter of candles lives inside of me? I'm going to rebuke this church. We have lost our reverence for the Holy Ghost. We walk out, we walk in. When the Holy Ghost goes to give out a message, that ain't a time for you to pray. That's time for you to hush and listen. And when he's interpreting, ain't a time for you to start glorifying. It's a time to hush and listen. That's why some of you can't receive anything from God. And what I feel in this building right now, God is trying to tell somebody, don't do what you've always done. Give up in the night. But I want you to hope for just a moment in this one fact. While the fog questioned his mind and fear battled his thoughts and fear ruled his emotions, I want to tell you what faith built inside of him. When they came running back and they told him, "The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor is receiving the gospel, John." I can see old John as he steps back from his messengers. And he said, I was right all the time. It is him.
That's right.
He is the Son of God. I don't know what God's got in store for you, sir, ma'am. But I've got to hurry and close. I've been preaching an hour. But I got to hurry right here. I don't know what God's got in store for you. But far as this Bible, at that point, the pages of John's life close in a book. And I want you to hear the describing of Jesus concerning John. I didn't go see him. I didn't go visit him. I never went to the prison. I never one time told him, hold on, John, I'm coming. But I see when them men run away, I can see Jesus turn to that crowd. You know what makes me see this? Because this was the crowd that ran to the riverbank. They wouldn't have John, but they would have Jesus. Only for a little while, because he would heal them, raise them, cleanse them. That's what they would have out of him. And he turns to justify why. What made you throw him out into the wilderness? That crowd that ran to the wilderness, play softly, will you? And I'm done. Catch this. He said, what'd you go to the wilderness to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Let me tell you why he called it a reed shaking in the wind. He said, you ran out there to see a preacher that was going to quit because he was under pressure. That's what you wanted to see. You wanted to see a man that the winds of adversity was going to rock his faith and rattle his soul. That's what you went to see. You went to hear a man preach about, woe is me, I'm suffering so much. And they, some of you with long hair, long sleeves, going to go to hell like a bullet. You ain't got the money to buy a can of beans, but you can go out to eat whenever you want to, buy whatever you like, go wherever you want to. You're going to go to hell for lying, ma'am, sir. What'd you go out there to see? A bruised up, complaining preacher? He said, no. What did you go out there to see? Not just a reed shaking and in the wind. What did you notice when you got there? And I'm closing with this. What went you to see? A prophet? Did you go out there to see a preacher who knew how to dress well? Who could wear Johnson Murphy's, Hallen Edmonds, wear all the fancy clothes, $1,000 suits? He said, damn, they live in palaces. He said, you didn't go out there to see that. He said, you was compelled by the poorness of the preacher. When you got there, you saw the reed was just as strong as it was in the city. And there's some of you losing your joy trying to find dimes and nickels in a world that is decaying. But then I close with this. I could see him. This is Jesus' description of John. What'd you do? Go out there to see a prophet? I didn't think you'd get much higher than child of God or a prophet. These are red letters in your Bible. But what went you to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, much more than a prophet. So much more than a prophet. He was the Son of God. It was describing the faithful warrior of the night. He's saying he'll hold on. Don't you stare at this little fat face of mine. And I want us all to learn this well. And God help us to pull out the pen and pad. Perk up our ears of faith. You know why God ain't come to you every time you wanted him? Because he trusted you, John, to stay faithful in the night. He knew you was going to serve him whether he answered you or not. He knew you was going to hold on whether the morning came or it was the last night of your life. But I can close with this. I can see old John. They turn and walk away, and John leans back in his faith. Can I borrow the writing of Paul? But he said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I identified the right man. Right on time. But I want you to notice as she gets ready to come sing. I want you to notice, and you think I've lost it. But I want you to notice, what night didn't end in the eyes of the world opened up daylight in the eyes of his soul. Closing with this, I can see old John. He doesn't even think about the beheading that waits him. And about the time it hits him, he opens his eyes and says, oh, what joy awaits on the other side of prison. There's been nights I've been in prison, Brother Billy. I've had God get me out. But my great escape is going to come when he says, you fought a good fight. You kept the faith. So you know what I want to say to you, sir? Do something you ain't never done. Hold on in the night. Overcome the addiction. Overcome the quitting. Overcome the backsliding. Overcome the hurt and the pain. I've come to tell somebody in this building, your questions in the night of your life is going to be answered by the compassion of God to you. You're in this building and you say, preacher, I notice there's some in here think, well, this is just so different. I want honest people. Not just anybody. I want honest people. You can camouflage and walk with the rest of us. I want somebody that's honest and say, preacher, this ain't melancholy. This is a fact of my soul. Number one, I'm not giving up. Quitting ain't an option for me. But I'm in jail. I'm in prison. And I'm wondering if he's coming or if he ain't coming. But you can't prove me wrong. While the fog was in his mind, God knew his faith was in his heart. And he trusted him to hold on. Hallelujah. Give me some altar space, will you? Come to me. He picked me up and he drew me gently to his side. No matter where your pride can keep you where you're at,
where today,
or you can be honest,
in his sweet love,
and that thread you're holding on to, the devil ain't far from cutting it in half. What bothers me as a preacher and a pastor is some of you don't care.
Came to me.
It don't bother me. I ain't worried about it, preacher. I pegged right where you're living. And your failures, your pride, and your arrogancy has put you where you're at. You won't even come talk to him about trying to get you out of it. But I tell you, there's going to come a night. What you going to do when God turns the stars off? And it's a night that you can't get over. God bless you. Tired of living in defeat.
He came to me when
I was shocked. Don't you pay attention while these are praying. I always heard that the old song that we sang, Star Spangled Banner. I always heard, until I went to preach that camp meeting, that guy got up to preach. I didn't know we were singing it all wrong. That it wasn't the way old Francis Scott Key wrote it. He made the statement while we started out singing, "Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light." He began to quote what Francis said. He said the question was in the night. He said it was the emptiness of the night. He said that made me ponder and wonder, was it all right? Is it going to be fine? Are we going to make it? He said, but it wasn't until the breaking of the day. He said the last verse that we're calling the first verse, he said, was really the reality. He said, I couldn't wrote that until morning came, because it was too dark to identify whether the flag was still there or not. So John, I'm not out with you because you want to know, is he the one or do we seek another? I see over on the streets of glory. Oh, John's right to sing. Oh, say, can you see by dawn's early light? Our flag is still there. It's still right to hold on to God. Even when in the night and I can't see. I'm going to do something I ain't never done. I'm going to defeat the logic of quitting. I'm going to tell God I'm staying here till graduation day. Until you get me out with joy and hope. Sing, will you, honey?
You came to me. He came to me.
Pray with somebody.
That's the reason why he died.
Can we find somebody that's in the night and say, come on, hold on, morning's gonna come.
When I could not,
don't give up in the night. Don't give up in the night.
He came to me.
You gotta confess it. You gotta tell him why you're there. You gotta tell him why you're feeling like you're feeling. You gotta be honest with him.
He
Praise the Lord. Shalom.